time.
Just call you. I'm going to brief them at 11.
Good.
Meaning they'll be after a course of return planes.
All right. I just tell them that they can go anytime they want to. My plan at the moment is to leave here late in the afternoon, get in there by bedtime.
Okay, sir.
And if they want to go, they can leave at 3 or 4. Will they want to go before or after I leave?
They'll want to go after so they can check you out, sir.
All right. You mean see me when I get on?
Yeah, when you get on the plane. Oh, I'm not sure. Are you leaving from the ranch?
I don't know. I don't know.
If you're leaving from the ranch, of course, as long as I give them a time, we're all right.
Yeah. Well, I just tell them that they can leave at 5 o'clock. I'll be landing in Washington at 10 o'clock Washington time.
Landing in Washington at 10 o'clock Washington time.
That's my schedule.
Okay, sir.
What else?
I don't think there's much more unless you've got a, unless you have something to tell them. But, I think today they'll be, we're back in the regular news cycles now, and they won't be quite as in need of news as they were yesterday.
Well, that's all I know. You take the little UP boy got Mary Allen, said his Lady Bird. AW Mary Allen, she's twice as big, and we just, it's funny, we didn't have any fish dinner over there either. He's completely off.
You probably heard about Mel giving catfish dinners.
Yeah. Well, what happened was AW took Mary Allen and Nita Winters. And AW picked up the bull and Mary Allen, went down Nita Winters, and then took Nita Winters on a ride to play with these friends. So they all followed and took pictures and everything, and they said that I was dressed in khakis with boots on and so forth. I haven't been in any since I've been out here. I just been in my sport clothes.
Oh, boy.
So they never thought they'd be with me, and they never thought that Mary Allen was Lady Bird because they're dressed in red trousers and white breeches and so forth. And that is Lady Edison and Mary Allen.
Right. Well, I think I'll just tell them that you're...
Why don't you tell them that you're... Lady Bird goes to dressed in red trousers and white breeches and so forth. That is Lady Edison and Mary Allen.
Right. Well, I think I'll just tell them that you've had your intelligence briefings and...
That's right. And I reviewed a meeting that I'm having with foreign ministers of Latin America. I'm going to ask them to come in probably early around July the 21st.
Can I tell them that?
Yeah. Have some kind of meeting with them.
Any specific subjects or just general?
No, just kind of reception, visit with them. I just meet with them from time to time. I met with ambassadors the other day, and I'm going to meet there.
And I see you've been reviewing material on that.
Yeah, and I approved a meeting with Alan Boyd, the CAB, to go to Latin America July 13th to August 6th, the OAS Conference on Civil Aviation, Santiago. I approved that request this morning. I approved a suggestion to Seaboard go to Europe August 28th, attend the third International Conference on Peaceful Use of Atomic Energy in Geneva.
What's that date, sir?
August 31st through September the 9th.
That's which international conference?
Third International Conference on Peaceful Usage of Atomic Energy in Geneva. He'll head the U.S. delegation. He'll go to another few other European centers. There'll be other commissioners attending portions of these European meetings, but it's planned at least one commissioner and general manager be in Washington throughout the period. The Department of State recommend both of these travels. I don't know how to even get into that. I think that gets you a lot of questions, and they say, when did he start approving travel plans and stuff? But you can be your own judge.
Well, I think the best way to handle it is say that you reviewed plans of Glenn Seaborg to travel to Europe for the Third International Conference.
Alan Boyd to go to the OAS Conference on Civil Aviation in Santiago, July 20th to the 24th.
American nations in for, should I say, informal discussions?
I just say that I will receive the ministers at the White House, probably on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it'll be. General exchange of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Are they? Would they be coming up here just for this?
No, no. They got an OAS resolution on Venezuela.
Oh.
A meeting of Latin American foreign ministers to be held in Washington beginning Tuesday, July 20th, to consider a resolution on sanctions against Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
The meeting may last through July 24th. Tom Mann believes the president should receive the minister at the White House, preferably the 21st. Bunker recommended a reception on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend a late afternoon reception along the lines of the ones the president's having on July 2nd, 8th, and 10th for the Latin American ambassadors. Jose Moro, Secretary General of OAS, should be invited. Secretary Rush, Tom Mann, Ambassador Bunker, and Mr. Bundy should also be present.
Mm-hmm.
Total group will be 25, including the president.
I catch. Well, I think that's enough then, sir.
I don't think I'd announce it. I just think I'd put that background so they can say that we are having a meeting with them without your announcing it.
Right. That I shall do, sir.
And,
I'll give Tom Mann a call and find out just how much is known publicly about this before I do anything with it.
Anything else?
No, I think that's all, sir.
This is Sayre in Bundy's office that makes its recommendation, Robert M. Sayre.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And what'd you all do yesterday and last night? So you're on television at the party.
I was.
Sure, Saturday night.
My God, I didn't even see a camera.
Yeah, you're on television.
Last night I just went out and had supper with Buzz and then went to bed.
Any news around town yesterday?
No, it was awfully quiet. Almost everybody was out of town. Most places were closed down.
What did you do, go up to church?
Yeah, a lot of them went up to the church. A lot of them just took off and went to San Antonio. I've been telling them San Antonio is an awful pleasant city to walk around the streets, which I think it is, and have dinner by Louisiana or someplace like that. But it was very quiet yesterday. Someone got out and played tennis, a little golf, got a lot of sunburns around the place.
Who went tennis playing?
I think it was Tom Ottenad. Two or three others, I've forgotten exactly them now. But you got some lobster red complexions.
Okay, I guess that's about it then. You just tell them that you can be real specific on schedule this morning. Just say that I plan to land at Andrews at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And that'll require takeoff here about 5. What time will you all take off at?
We'd probably take off about 5:30 on sir, 6. Or maybe a little later, just to, depending on the convenience.
Where do you all take off from?
Up Bergstrom.
But you all never take off till we do?
No. When you're in one of these, when you're on a trip that, you know, where you're going from place to place with a public event at each one, we try to set it up so that we take off after you do and land before. But, can't always be done, of course. But in this case, they will not take off till after you do.
Well, we may come in Bergstrom take off, I don't know.
Right.
I hate to run into all them, too.
Well, if you got the jet star, you can take off from out there, sir.
Huh?
You can take off from out there, I would think, you got the jet star.
I don't think so. We got pretty heavy loads, you see.
Right. All you got to do, though, is just...
How to avoid them at Bergstrom.
Well, I don't think you can very well, sir. I think it'd get you an unnecessary story. All you got to do, really, is step out of the chopper and step into the Jetstar. The only thing they're interested in is the time of takeoff.
We got a picture we want to look at there at Bergstrom. Portrait that they're bringing in for us to look at if we go in.
walk in and look at it and then go on out?
None whatever, except I hate for them to see my party and count them, add them up. Publicize them. Suppose we told you we were going to take off 5:30 and we took off 5.
Oh, I think there'd be some real trouble then, sir. I think you'd get a big story. The White House was deliberately evading them. Would it be possible to...
Well, I am.
Get quite a story on it, sir.
Don't particularly care. Tell you what I can do. I guess I can get them both to come out here and we can stop someplace and refuel.
Okay, sir. I think that'd be best.
One way, I'll talk to the air officer. Why don't y'all come in a commercial airport?
Because we have that big jet, sir.
Well, it comes in commercial. Easier to get in Bergstrom.
Yes, sir. You'd have difficulties with Austin Municipal.
Anything else?
That's about all, sir.
Goodbye.